At Holland, we are mainly facing the same problems as are currently going on in England. They're hiring the college money every year now. And what they're also going to do now in Holland, which is weird, if you're studying 3 years for your bachelor, you have a fourth year extra. Once you study an extra year, you need to pay 3,000 euros a penalty. That's what they're going to apply now in Holland, which is really heavy. Mainly, what you also see in Holland, especially in Amsterdam, at the University of Amsterdam, because of the cuts, the government says the universities has to use their financial reserves for the education the upcoming years when there's coming less money from the government. And what you see, especially on the University of Amsterdam, that they're now investing their reserves into real estate constructions through the Deutsche Bank, putting the money, parking the reserves so they cannot invest it in the education at the upcoming years when the money is needed to pay teachers and those kind of things. So you really see the university really acting like a company. What our problem with the struggle what we have in Holland, which is a big problem, is that there's not really a protest culture among students. It's really gone. So also when we protest, it's really, if we want to reach out to students to even get debates on the universities, it's really hard. If we call things an occupation, people will focus, they will put you in a left-winged corner, and that for you, you will not have a public debate. That's really hard. And we've been really struggling with trying to create a platform which doesn't have these labels. And last week we kind of succeeded with, we did some occupations, but we didn't call them occupation, but we named them University of the Future, with presenting an alternative university with an own program saying in the future the university, there will not be any education anymore, so you have to arrange it yourself. When there's no money for it, really presenting an alternative, people can could hook on to that, and that kind of really worked in Amsterdam. So that was really funny. It was really, we need to attract a lot of other students which we normally didn't see at the debates about the education in Holland. So that was really funny. If you put another label on it, if you present an alternative, then they suddenly, they can interact to the protests.